It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The history of the Pittsburgh neighborhood of Hazelwood predates the Revolutionary War. White settlers arrived in the 1750s and tore down towering Native American burial mounds and used the stones to pave a trail that became Second Avenue. By the middle of the 20th century, Hazelwood was home to more than 30,000 people and several thriving businesses. Today, its population has dwindled to 5,000 residents, and roughly a quarter of them live in poverty. But now there is a plan to bring Hazelwood back, with Mayor-elect Bill Peduto noting its proximity to downtown and Oakland makes it a prime area for redevelopment. I'm joined now in Studio A by Pittsburgh City Councilman Corey O'Connor, who represents Hazelwood, where LTV had the city's last operating steel mill. Corey O'Connor, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
And joining us by phone is Jim Richter, Executive Director of the Hazelwood Initiative. Jim Richter, good to have you with us.
Glad to be here as well. Good afternoon.
And you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm. And you can reach us on Twitter at ESSPGH and follow the conversation at #EPLive. We'd especially like to hear from some Hazelwood residents. How do you think the Brownfield development will impact your neighborhood? 412-246-2002, the number to call. Jim Richter, let's begin by having you give us an overview of the Hazelwood Initiative and the Brownfield development.
Well, the Hazelwood Initiative has been around since 1994 when then-Mayor Murphy had a call to the neighborhoods to develop task forces. And so two task forces resulted out of that. One was a neighborhood maintenance task force. The other was economic leveraging. The two of them merged after a successful effort to oppose LTV selling off of all of that brownfield site to Sunoco Chemicals to place a new coke battery. And I think with the promise of high technology and the extension of the tech center, the time had really come for a development that was meeting the times as opposed to remaining with our existing manufacturing. The Hazelwood Initiative then branched out to do community planning, public safety initiatives, and is spurring development along 2nd Avenue and in the residential areas of Hazelwood.
What advantages does Hazelwood have?
Well, in real estate we say location, 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 and when you mentioned that Mayor-elect Peduto talks about Hazelwood's location, I often say to folks, you can spend more time trying to find parking space in Oakland than you can driving from Hazelwood to Oakland. Similarly, downtown, unless you use a parking garage, is only 7 or 8 minutes. So that's one of the real benefits. The others are an undeveloped greenway that has an awful lot of potential for becoming even an active park and connecting with the other parks in the area. 14 churches, certainly that's a great benefit in a livable community. And a number of architectural assets that still remain. And we have the third Carnegie Library that was built in the city of Pittsburgh. We have the original Woods House. And we have a great population, a great community.
Corey O'Connor, what's being done to entice business to Hazelwood?
Well, obviously the site we're talking about is 178 acres. So the plan, in case the listeners haven't seen it or heard about it, is – it's going to be, if you start the technology centers where they are now, it's going to be extension of that with some mixed-use housing there. Then you go to office space. Then there's light industrial, more office space, and then housing adjacent to the already existing Hazelwood community, which is great because this is the first time we're actually using our waterfronts to place housing next to an already adjacent community, and then you have all that development there. So what we've already done is reached out to a number of companies that are interested in locating in the city of Pittsburgh, and with the lead from newly elected or my council colleague, Mayor Peduto, we've talked to an LED company of all places out of Slovakia that might want to manufacture new LED light bulbs right there in Hazelwood. So, I mean, you're having a broad base of what kinds of development and what kinds of businesses you can locate there.
And what might a business from that's located in Europe that maybe wants to branch out to North America, what will it find in Hazelwood?
You'll find a lot. I mean, this is – and how you mentioned the history of it, this is an old steel mill site. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you want to tap into Pittsburgh's history and how we've changed to a new Pittsburgh and we're moving this city forward, you take an old steel mill site that has sat vacant for more than 20 years – and you're starting to see the impact that that can have on a community and then on a city. Because like Jim said, it is maybe the best location you could find without being in downtown. You're 5 minutes from Oakland, you're 5 minutes from downtown, you're 5 minutes from the South Hills, and you're right next to the parkway. So if you're looking at a prime location to export or import goods, you are right there on the cusp in the city of Pittsburgh.
What is it about the old steel mills that makes them conducive to a makeover for other businesses to move in? And a good example of it would be the 31st Street Studios, where movie makers have moved in and are producing films and television shows and that kind of thing. And now there apparently is a need or a use that's been identified for that old LTV site in Hazelwood.
Yeah, and movie companies have looked into the old building that's already existing there, which is interesting because it's conducive for big studio use. And, I mean, if you look at the location, you're right next to the river. You have downtown landscaping behind you. And as Jim mentioned, there's so many historical artifacts around there that you can reuse those buildings for movies or different types of businesses that you want to locate down there.
And Jim Richter, what advantages do you see Hazelwood having?
Well, certainly the competitive advantage might be the, as we've already mentioned, location. Being close to the river, certainly if we look back at your question about what do we have that would entice businesses to develop here, we have a workforce. Not only in Hazelwood, but certainly in all of the Pittsburgh region, that is accustomed to working hard and working smart. The other advantages certainly are, with that close proximity to Oakland, we have our eds and meds that are always involved with the development of new technologies. What we have to offer them, again, is workforce and prime land on which to develop. We also have the ability in some instances on that LTV site for adaptive reuse of very large buildings. And so it gives you the opportunity to be creative.
And there have already been some positive developments that have occurred there, haven't there?
Oh, yes. Well, they've been placeholders to some degree. The Carnegie Mellon Robotics Institute tested its unmanned vehicle for and won a DARPA award. We've also had a development of, or I should say planting of rotating sort of crops that help remediate all of the soil and help purify that after the long-term use by the steel mills and the coke ovens.
And if you don't mind, and the developments that I think that are coming, and Jim and I work together a lot, but the main thing is you just don't take the LTV site, but then you go into the old business district on 2nd Avenue, and we have a Carnegie Library relocating, putting in a new building. We have a grocery store that's going to open, hopefully in the next 2 years. And then you also have prime property that the URA owned that has been RFP'd to Action Housing to put in more commercial. So you're not just making it the LTV site and that's it. We are blending it into the neighborhood and the community. And that's so vital because the end of the development, the housing is adjacent to those business districts. So you're not only just taking 170 acres and revamping it and bringing tax dollars to the city of Pittsburgh, but you're slowly rebuilding a community. And I think that's the biggest payoff here.
It's the Central Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking about redevelopment plans for Hazelwood, and I'm joined in Studio A by Pittsburgh City Councilman Corey O'Connor, who represents Hazelwood, and joining us by phone, Jim Richter, Executive Director of the Hazelwood Initiative. You can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address, esspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at ESSPGH. Follow the conversation at hashtag EPLive. We'd like to hear from some Hazelwood residents about these developments. And Corey O'Connor, in the 19th century, Hazelwood was home to Pittsburgh's elite families. During the 20th century and the 1950s, Hazelwood had thriving businesses. What can you tell us about the history of Hazelwood and what changed there? What made it go into a downward spiral?
Well, obviously, when the steel mills close and when there aren't jobs available for residents, they tend, like a lot of cities did, they moved to the suburbs. And when you had developments, and like we talk about, great the location is in Hazelwood, it's also easy to get out of there. And I think that's something that was overlooked, is when the steel mill and the jobs left, the residents needed opportunity, and they left. And it's a shame that we couldn't get a lot of them to stay, but there weren't opportunities in the city in the late 80s, early 90s. But now that you see more and more turnover and you see younger people coming here, Hazelwood is very attractive for people to live, not just the location, but, I mean, we're moving into, with Bike Pittsburgh, a bike share program where a lot of people want to bike to work and get to the parks, and Hazelwood has that location as well. And when you're looking at some young people trying to buy property, right now Hazelwood and Greenfield, the Greenfield market's doing very well. And that, we just have to transfer that over into the Hazelwood residency, because now you're going to get younger people living and investing there. We just got to give them that opportunity, and the LTV site is that. Because if I'm a company that's outside of the city, but I want to locate in a as close to downtown as possible, and I locate there, and I'm going to have housing adjacent to my new building, whatever my business may be, my employees are going to be very enticed to live right next to where they're going to work.
This sounds like, in a different way, because obviously the neighborhood is configured differently, but Lawrenceville, for example, the way it reinvented itself.
Yes, and it's funny you mention that, because when I was talking about on the business district how the plan where the URA has the site is to put in commercial with some apartments above, is just like a mini Lawrenceville. If you can take Lawrenceville, all of Butler Street, and put it into maybe a 3-block radius, you're going to have that right next to the LTV site.
We're talking about redevelopment in Hazelwood with Pittsburgh City Councilman Corey O'Connor. Also, Jim Richter, Executive Director of the Hazelwood Initiative, is with us. We will take your calls, and we will take a break and continue our conversation. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking about redevelopment plans for Hazelwood, and with us in Studio A, Pittsburgh City Councilman Corey O'Connor, who represents Hazelwood. Also with us by phone, Jim Richter, Executive Director of the Hazelwood Initiative. And we want to know what you think about the way things are going in Hazelwood and the plans for redevelopment there, as well as the Hazelwood Initiative, certainly being a big part of this, and also the Brownfield development. 412-246-2002 is the number to call. Again, 412-246-2002. Let's go to Paul in Edgewood, who's been waiting to join the conversation. Paul, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so I'm a big fan of the trails. You know, we've got some very nice trails with the Eliza Furnace Trail, Southside Trail, other trails along the river. And they're great for people who just want to recreationally bike or walk or, you know, stroll or get out with their kids. Also good for commuters. And if those could be extended through Hazelwood and connect up with the Duck Hollow Trail, that would allow people who live in Hazelwood to get to downtown on the trail sometimes. It would allow people who live in Squirrel Hill to get toward downtown or toward the south side more easily on those days when the weather is nice and they feel like going that way. You know, Pittsburgh is hilly, and a lot of people probably don't go out biking because of the hills, but we've got all this nice flat area down by the rivers, and it's quite scenic often. It would be wonderful to connect up all of those areas so that you can get from the East End all the way to downtown right along the river.
So, Paul, like some residents who it sounds like you would prefer to be able to just take your bicycle and not have to drive, as a lot of people would.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to do it in the middle of February probably, but...
You can ski then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what about, right. What about the opportunities for recreation and for use of trails?
Yes, Paul. Oh, sorry,
practical
Paul.
Practical purposes as well as recreation.
Right, Paul, you bring up a great point, and there are plans on the actually the best site for listeners to look up is Elmano.com or the Elmano website, and they really show you the entire plan phase after phase. And there is a trail that's already on this plan and already at this site. We actually had to close it to do some of the development down there. But there was a trail open, I believe it was last summer or last spring. But we plan on reopening that. And as you were talking, Jim mentioned earlier the Hazelwood Greenway. And there is a link that I talked to our property manager at the City of Pittsburgh. If we can make a little bit more greenway, we can connect to that Duck Hollow Trail. And all of a sudden, Frick Park extends from Squirrel Hill all the way into Hazelwood, which is great for bikers, walkers, joggers, and everybody else that's very interested in those types of outdoor activities. And when we talk about that, as Chair of Parks and Rec, we actually just had a groundbreaking almost a month ago in Hazelwood to put in a new spray park. And it's amenities like that that, one, bring up property value, two, give residents another opportunity that they don't have to get to Schenley Park to go swimming. They have water activities right there in their own district. And then the third is opening up all these rails and trails. You then entice more and more people, like Paul just said, to commute to work, not via their own public transportation, whether they want to bike, jog, or walk.
And on a day when it's snowy, I think there are people that like to cross-country ski. You could certainly do that.
Oh, yes.
Hazelwood is now down to 5,000 residents, a quarter of whom live in poverty. What will this redevelopment do for them?
Corey, yeah.
I would direct that to either Corey or Jim.
Okay, yeah, I mean, or Jim, do you want to?
Well, certainly it's going to allow us to start to provide jobs. So before those jobs come, we need to be able to look at providing opportunities for folks to, younger folks, to get into the STEM education aspects so that they will have the technological abilities to be competitive, or retraining of those that were once in the workforce and whose jobs may have gone elsewhere. I think those are important aspects of what new can come and help benefit the community overall. And then with that, you have the ability to be uplifted and not be considered an inner city neighborhood that's rife with poverty.
So, Jim, you're saying that as far as in answer to the question of who will have the opportunity to land these development-related jobs at the LTV site, that if you're trained in a specific area, you can find work?
I think there'll be – I'm confident that there will be jobs at every end, at both ends of the spectrum. Obviously, there'll be service industry jobs anywhere, and I think until this is an editorial comment, but until we start paying folks a little better in that area, those aren't jobs that I would steer folks to necessarily. But I certainly would steer individuals towards eds and meds, and I would suggest that people get on the ground floor of the kind of training right now, and that's necessary for the future. There may be thousands of construction jobs for the next 15 to 20 years on that site, but there will also be jobs that endure for many, many, many years after the site's build-out is complete. And I think everyone in Hazelwood and so the surrounding communities can take part in that prosperity.
We're talking with Jim Richter, Executive Director of the Hazelwood Initiative, and also Pittsburgh City Councilman Corey O'Connor about redevelopment in Hazelwood. 412-246-2002, the number to call. Let's go to John in Castle Shannon. John, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. I appreciate your show. I just wanted to say that I was a missionary in Slovakia for 9 years, and I understand from your broadcast that there's a company from Slovakia that wants to open an LCD factory. The folks from Slovakia and many Central and Eastern European countries immigrated to the U.S. about 100 years ago, participated in the industries, including in Pittsburgh in great numbers, in steel and in coal and in other things, and in some respects helped to build this country. The folks there still have a lot of affection for the United States and follow its hockey teams, especially since some of their players play in them.
Sure.
And like to hear about the Pittsburgh Penguins, or as they would say, the Tuchniatsi. But anyway, that's exciting development. So glad to hear that.
Right. Yeah, Corey, you were mentioning that earlier.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the companies that reached out to us.
How serious are they? How close is that to becoming a reality?
I've sent a letter with Mayor Peduto. Mayor Peduto's met them. I think he met them in Cleveland at one point, but he's had discussions with them. We keep our fingers crossed. I mean, something like that. Because this site is so huge, you can have light industrial there, so you can manufacture. And when Jim talks about jobs, that's a type of job that if you're making LED lights for across the world, you're going to have to hire a number of people. So it doesn't just go eds and meds. That goes to basic labor jobs that we used to produce. And it's mm-hmm. funny because it used to be right on the LTV site where we used to make steel. So if we're going to be making another product there, think of how many people we can employ, just not even from the neighborhood, but the entire region.
412-246-2002. Let's go to Andrea in Oakland. Andrea, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yes.
I'm calling.
Andrea? It sounds like we might have lost Andrea. We'll hopefully get Andrea back. But one of the questions that I wanted to bring up earlier was about the residents of Hazelwood. And who might be displaced by this development? What kinds of concerns, Councilman O'Connor, do you have for those folks and the longtime residents of those neighborhoods who might be forced out?
Yeah, that's a good question because we get that all the time, and we don't want that. We want our Hazelwood residents who have been there forever and grew up there, went to school at Old St. Stephen's, worked at the LTV site, some of them. We want them to stay there. And I think it's our job as a city to make sure as many of them can be employed there, but we also don't want their taxes and, the growth of the neighborhood to push them out because they can't afford to live there anymore. And that's a tough balance that we have to have. But as you can see, the LTV site is going to slowly blend into that neighborhood. So as we look at the blend, we want to make sure that those residents are taken care of before, the boom comes. And like you said, if you look at Lawrenceville, prices there are jumping and jumping. So how do we keep those at a minimum down there? And I think it's making good decisions on new development for housing, new development for businesses opening up so that we don't outprice our Hazelwood residents because we don't want that.
Jim Richter, will getting this site rolling have a ripple effect in the region in terms of demand to replenish the central business district?
Certainly it will have a ripple effect. I actually would like to go back to, I hate to throw you a curve here, but to the word you didn't use, gentrification, and how the Hazelwood Initiative and other community partners are attempting to see that residents of Hazelwood can remain here in their homes. We have a number of strategies that we're looking at in terms of housing development that can result in the refurbishing of existing homes that have, you know, gotten a little decrepit or shabby over the years, rehabilitate them and make them available at affordable mortgage rates to existing renters in the community. So that's just one example of how we expect to preserve the community for those who presently reside here.
We have a few callers on the line. We'd like to try to get to as many of them as we can, starting with Chris in Swissvale. Chris, go ahead with your question for Jim Richter and or Corey O'Connor.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I was actually curious if there had any thought been given to extending a railway out like the T into the South Hills or something out to the eastern side of the city, including Hazelwood, that might provide non-car access to downtown to some of the struggling neighborhoods.
Yes, Chris, there. Oh, did we both say it at the same time? Yes, there has been a discussion. There is already an existing rail line in Hazelwood, and there has been discussions of taking some federal matching dollars and linking that into Oakland. Now, obviously, we have to look at cost, and we have to find out where those stops would be. But essentially, just the ballpark of this project would be if you were to park somewhere in Hazelwood, sort of like maybe a park and ride, the link from Hazelwood would get you right into Oakland. And that opens up a great corridor because now Oakland businesses are working with Hazelwood businesses, so you're linking those two communities together. I think transportation as a whole in the city of Pittsburgh needs to be discussed. We've looked at BRT program that they have in Cleveland, and I know the county executive is very supportive of that, but there has been discussions on and possible rail link.
Mayor-elect Peduto
and
definitely on board with a commuter rail line. Let's go to Mike in Bloomfield. Mike, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Good to have you. Go ahead with your comment or question.
My question is this. Well, I don't live in Hazelwood, but I'm a musician, and I work at St. Stephen's Catholic Church. And I think a big question that I hear a lot is this development going to further integrate the impoverished community of Hazelwood, or is it going to isolate them? And I'll take my question off the air.
Okay, Mike. Well, glad you were able to get in. That's a very good question, something that many people living in Hazelwood and outside of Hazelwood are concerned about. Corey O'Connor, what are your thoughts?
We want to make sure that it's integrated. You know, you don't want a huge development and it not flow into the neighborhood. We want to make sure there are jobs. We want to make sure, and Jim can speak even further this, that the community groups are getting their fair share of what goes on down there as well. I mean, you look at Hazelwood Initiative, you mentioned musicians, and we have Reverend Tim Smith in the Center of Life down there, which wins numerous awards, and they're going to get a new location on one of the URA properties. So it's making sure that there's a good blend of already existing community with the development that's on its way.
Jim, quick final word.
Well, I didn't hear the question, but I'm presuming that
the question was about whether this development would integrate the neighborhood or isolate Hazelwood.
Well, the master plan for the development, when you look at the physical development itself, was created in such a fashion so as to reintegrate some of the streets from the development into Hazelwood. In addition to developing affordable, a certain amount of affordable housing units that will result in sort of that synergy, so that there's not a gated community that's put there that you need a swipe card to get in. People will have, from Hazelwood proper, will have complete access to the river, will have access to jobs, and even access to riverfront housing if they so desire.
My guests have been Pittsburgh City Councilman Corey O'Connor, who represents Hazelwood, and Jim Richter, Executive Director of the Hazelwood Initiative. Thank you both for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
My pleasure.